reflected upon my my past year as association president, and got past the bitterness that flowed from the fact that I found myself, upon returning from the men's room last year, to have been elected president. I look back and I felt a great deal of satisfaction. You'll recall that last year, after I was caught running down the hall and brought back in for my inauguration, I made some ambitious promises about the goals of the association for the coming 12 months, and I think there was some skepticism in the group. I mean, for an association that gets together, for 2 hours a year to drink aquavit, it seems like lofty goals might not be quite the ticket. But I'm pleased to report, as my last official act, that the association's followed through on all the fronts that I outlined at the time. So let me kind of review what I set out and give you a summary of our accomplishments. First and foremost, for any bar association, the pro bono litigation front. A number of association lawyers graciously donated some of their time this past year to help out the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office, and I'm pleased to report that as a result of that initiative, the DA was successful in obtaining arrests and convictions of over 300 Swedish Americans. On a wide variety of trumped up, fabricated, and or unfounded charges. So I think that we all agree the county is a safer place for that. So next, on the we sort of tried to cover all the fronts of public life. On the legislative front, we were successful in persuading Senator Boxer and Senator Feinstein to sponsor a resolution in Congress. That resolution urged the Storting, which of course is the Norwegian Parliament, to finally recognize Sweden's right to exist. If they could just please keep the racket down over there for a while. So haven't heard from the Storting on the response. We're also active in the executive branch on the administrative law front. Under the association's leadership, in 2007, the EPA published a proposed rule in the Federal Register that would add lutefisk to the list of federally protected endangered species. which that's actually a pretty notable achievement, because that was the first lye-soaked foodstuff to be so proposed for inclusion. We also expanded our support of non-governmental organizations working in underprivileged countries, most specifically including, of course, Norway. Probably the high point, and I imagine most of you saw this in the press, was our success in brokering Angelina Jolie's adoption of a 66-year-old Norwegian bachelor farmer. He is one very lucky and very happy Norwegian. kind of chokes me up. And finally, on the public relations outreach effort that I talked about at some length last year, we really got into full swing on that. You'll recall that the idea was an initiative that would generally improve the public's regard for Norwegian Americans at sort of a grassroots level. Trying to reach people, where they were forced to pay attention. And one of the more visible parts of that effort was, of course, our distribution of the first of our new image-enhancing bumper stickers. Now, you're probably all familiar with the traditional model. I've got one of these on your car, I trust. I know I see them, practically every day on the way to work. But this year we introduced a new one, which was... got some pro bono contribution from a consulting firm and came up with this. The first in our new series of bumper stickers is this one, which is Lapland is not a gentleman's club. I'm not quite sure what that refers to myself, but they told me that would be an effective sentiment. So look for that on an SUV in the next lane over. So it's been a great year, and I can honestly say that really the only thing I regret more than having to pass the torch to my successor today is the fact that I was elected to the office in the first place. So with that.